I know that if you want rural America, rural Kansas to have a future, if you want folks in your part of Kansas to continue to live there, we have to keep our healthcare delivery system alive and well, well-functioning. That means hospital doors open, and we know in your area we've had challenges in that already unrelated to COVID-19. This adds an additional burden to our hospitals, our physicians, other healthcare providers, and the future of our community is dependent upon those facilities, that healthcare infrastructure being there. And this bill spends lots of money. I mean, my history would be such that this is not normally the kind of bill I would vote for. Lots of money, bigger government, federal government more involved in people's lives. But the circumstances are such that through no fault of anyone's, their own circumstances have changed. And we're trying to do the things that would make a difference and get us out of this quickly and get people back to work and the economy humming. That only works with a good healthcare delivery system. That means hospitals, here's a challenge that hospitals face today, more so than even, you know, 2 months ago. So they're preparing for COVID-19 patients. That means they are not doing the kinds of things, the procedures that were done at that hospital previously. They're doing that to make room and separate anybody with COVID-19 from other patients. They're doing that because they are trying to preserve have become known as PPE, personal protection equipment, the gowns, the masks, the gloves for COVID patients. There is a significant shortage. We entered this circumstance without all the preparation that should have been made before. And one of the places that's highlighted is the lack of medical care equipment for our healthcare professionals and others. So the hospital revenue is down significantly, and the costs are up significantly, and that puts our hospitals in a significant bind. There is significant dollars that are available for hospitals. The Department of Health and Human Services, what our healthcare professionals would know as CMS, is in the process of developing that program. It should be just a matter of another week or so before we know the details. But in the meantime, the hospital can get a advance on its Medicare payments. If it's a critical access hospital, it can get 6 months worth of its normal Medicare payments to help tide them over till that money becomes more available. Number of other things we've done to make the financial circumstances of our healthcare providers better, but it is a continuing challenge that we can't look the other way. We need to make sure we keep those people in business, caring for us, and keeping our communities alive and well.